This week is Tasmanian Seniors Week, as you're well aware. We've been talking about it on the program, but it's also National Carers Week. And there's a fair bit of overlap between those two. And there'll be an event being held in Ulverston tomorrow morning. In fact, it's a free barbecue breakfast. It's being organised by an organisation called Men Care 2, which is all about men who are carers. And the founder of that is Greg Smith, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Greg.
G'day, Martin. Thanks for having us on, mate.
You're welcome. We've spoken a few times on the program about various things, but National Carers Week and Tasmanian Seniors Week, there's a nice synergy between the two, and sometimes people who are caring after loved ones, when we say Carers Week, these are unpaid carers who basically put their lives on hold to look after someone close to them. Sometimes they are seniors, sometimes the people they're looking after are seniors, so there is a bit of synergy there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You sum that up well. There's a lot of seniors in Tassie. I think one of the stats pulled out was there's 22,000 Tasmanians over 65 that are in that caring role. So they're sort of at that point of their life where they should be, enjoying life and spending time, enjoying things. But yeah, they find themselves in that caring role, looking after a family member who might be unwell or living with a disability. And so it's a different sort of life to probably what they might have expected at that age. So I think it's a good, as you said, a good sort of link between Seniors Week and Carers Week to recognise those seniors in Tasmania that are in that caring role.
Yeah, not all carers are seniors, by the way. But we know school-aged children that are carers as well. And men, of course, which is the reason that you founded Men Care Too, because you felt there was a real need for networking there with men that are carers.
Yeah, oh, big time. And the fact that as blokes, we find it hard to talk about things that can be emotional or the stuff that's, hits hard at the heartstrings and feelings and all that sort of thing can be hard for us to talk about. And that's a big part of caring for someone. We can be good at providing that practical support and doing things that somebody might need us to do to help them live a better quality of life, but can have a big impact on their emotional and social well-being. And so that's something that, I struggled with for a long time. And I could see that in other guys that were in that caring role too that I'd met along the way. That talking about it, the side of it that's emotional, seeing someone that you love in pain and not really be able to take that pain away and do anything to help fix that is really tough. So it's what Men Care Too is all about, and we're partnered with Mr. Perfect to put the barbecue on. It's really about getting people together, mostly guys. The barbecue tomorrow is open to everyone in the community, so we want everyone to come along and help celebrate Seniors and Carers Week. But it's about getting people together and letting them know that, they're not on their own, that, whilst you are in that role and you might feel like you're isolated and you're doing things on your own, there are a lot of people out there that are in a similar situation. And I think in Tassie we've got a ratio of around 1 to 6 people that are carers, whereas nationally, which is higher than national average. So there are a lot of people out there in Tassie that are helping care for someone. So it's about letting them know that they're not on their own and there are people around that they can have a chat to.
Yeah, and look, while it's National Carers Week and we talk about unpaid carers, we should still acknowledge the job that professional carers do as well. They do a fantastic job and they're not paid great money for it, and it's very stressful and hard work. And interesting, you mentioned the emotional toll that this takes on someone, because was it last week or the week before? It was Mental Health Week, so it's all come together in a nice little package for it. And you actually had an event on Mental Health Week, didn't you? How did that go?
Yeah, we do. We're the Mr. Perfect Barbecue, so we get a group of guys together here in Ulverston and have a barbecue once a month. So it just timed in well, as you said, with Mental Health Week. And it's good. I guess it helps start them conversations, because it can be a bit awkward or feel a bit, uncertain about whether to bring a topic up if you're, not sure about how other people are going to respond. So, things like Mental Health Week, Carers Week, Seniors Week, all that, it gives you that opportunity to start a conversation with someone, and someone that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, it gives them a chance to to be part of something and come along and hear other people talk and meet other people in similar situations, and that's where we can all start to sort of, I guess, better understand each other's perspectives and we're not so different, even though we're all unique and everyone's special in their own ways, but we all shares things in common, and when it comes to being, experiencing challenges in life, and that everyone goes through it, and it's normal to feel you're isolated and alone. But yes, as I mentioned before, that one in six people in Tassie that are caring for someone, all ages. So it's definitely something that to get out and be part of events like this or different things. Carers Tasmania run a lot of activities and events, training, local libraries, community houses. They all do things to try and help get people together in the community, and that's something that we support 100%.
Yeah, the theme for Tasmanian Seniors Week this week is connections too. And we should point out too, Greg, that this isn't a fundraiser; it's a free barbecue, so it doesn't cost anything. And you'll have, I know from talking to you in the past, that when you have one of those events, you'll have health professionals there and people that can talk to anyone that comes along as well.
Yeah, definitely, and we support. Give a shout out to the Northwest Suicide Prevention Trial Site who are supporting the event and helping make it possible, along with Mr. Perfect, and we've got some volunteers from Alverston West Rotary Club that are coming along to help out. So we'll have a good mix of people there, and hope the community can come along. And we'd love for some nice weather like we've got today, but we'll just keep our fingers crossed. But we'll still be out there and. Bacon and egg rolls from 7:30 onwards.
Yeah, I think most of the bad weather's coming tomorrow afternoon, so you'll be okay, I think, for breakfast. So it's happening at the grassed area outside the Noman Building at Wharf Road in Ulverston from 7:30 till 9. People don't need to register, they can just rock up.
Yeah, just come along and we'll look after you. We've got the Hot Shots coffee van's going to be there to people can grab a hot drink and get their bacon and egg roll. And really, that's the idea, to get people down there and then we can have a chat and talk with, I should mention too, we've got the CEO of Carers Tasmania will be attending. He's David Brennan, so he'd be there to have a chat with people if they want to talk about caring in particular, if they've got anything they want to raise with him or have a chat about just their caring role, so that he knows a bit more about what people in the community are experiencing, and particularly with COVID this year, that's made things a bit more difficult. And our local mayor will be there as well. So encourage everyone to come along if they can, or stop by on their way to work. And as I said, it's open to everyone in the community. We hope men and women, young and old, you don't have to be a senior, you don't have to be a carer to come along, but we just want people there to celebrate those people that are.
And as I mentioned, unpaid carers put their lives on hold, and some of them may not even be aware that there's organisations like Carers Tasmania and Men's Care too that can actually help with a lot of resources.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people don't recognise that caring role. I think I've mentioned to you before, I spent probably 10 years in a caring role and not...
Didn't consider yourself a carer, yeah.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, you just do what you do for someone that you love. But, as we mentioned, it takes its toll over time, and that's why I've started doing what I'm doing, the volunteering and being involved in community groups, and that gives you a bit of a purpose outside that caring role, which is so important.
Yeah, and the message is you don't have to do it alone. That's probably the clearest message from that. Greg, I hope the weather stays away for you. I think you'll be right. I think you'll beat the rain tomorrow, but have a great breakfast, and thanks for your time, as always, today.
No, thank you,
Mum. You're welcome. Greg Smith, the founder of Men Care Too. So it's tomorrow at 7:30, through until 9, grassed area outside the Noman Building, Wharf Road in Ulverston. Just head along there. If you have any interest at all in Seniors Week or Carers Week, or you know someone that's a carer that maybe wasn't aware that these sorts of organisations are around to help, you can get along there and find the information you need tomorrow morning.